This is the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
The number one pick in the NHL draft, but the man that can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
That's
on every trash, CMT for short. Wonder if we best once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you're yawning, grab your coffee, rise to shine with 98.7. This is drop time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
Oh, baby. May 2nd, 2022. It is 5 o'clock in the morning. It is your favorite duo, DiPietro and Rothenberg, and we are ready to roll. Very feisty. I mean, the NFL draft couldn't have gone better for the locals. Yankees with, all they do is win. Mets, all they do is win series. Rangers starting the postseason tomorrow night right here on 98.7 ESPN. It's me and it's Rick and it's all happening. Good morning, Rick. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, Dave. Fantastic. You're fired up. Santiago's fired up. RJ hasn't said a word. Best time of the season. We got NHL playoffs kicking off tonight. Rangers with a big advantage, by the way. Big advantage to start the series.
As they say in hockey, let's do that hockey.
Let me see. The big advantage in net? Where's the big advantage?
Oh, no. You're close. Warm. Why is there a big... Outside the fact that Shesterkin's probably going to win the... He's going to win the Vezina.
He is phenomenal. We know
he's
that.
Phenomenal.
But we've known that. Is it the injury to the Pittsburgh goalie?
Shesterkin? My man. Tristan Jarry looks like he's going to miss the first two games of the series.
Yep.
At least.
He's doing a Joel Embiid.
Yeah, what a debacle that is for the Sixers.
Ugh.
Poor Andrew. I feel bad for him. Let's not get into that, but I feel bad.
Stop it.
This is what it goes. It goes back to this is what happens when you celebrate a Super Bowl by eating horse poop.
This is from that?
You can't have nice things. They do it. The sports gods will no longer give you nice things if that's how you're going to celebrate.
But wait, what do you mean you feel bad?
People should be jacked up right now. I need to eat this horse poop.
People should feel bad for us, not us feeling bad for others. Who do you root for? You're an Islanders fan. Now, that's been good, but this year was not great. You're a Jets fan. That's been a debacle for a very long time.
Draft was good.
No. I'm talking about what you've seen. Yes,
okay.
Draft. I think the draft was great. I think the Giants did very well. I think the Jets did as well as anybody in football. Like, I will sit here and say I don't think there's anybody that did better than the Jets. That's how I feel. I think they did sensationally. But the point is... You're a Mets fan, you're a Jets fan, Islanders, who have had a good run, but they haven't won in almost 40 years now, Knicks. I mean, come on, what do you mean you feel bad for him?
I like Andrew. I feel bad. He loves his Sixers.
No, because I've had it.
They had a great closeout game against Toronto.
They sure did.
And for some reason, Joel Embiid's still in the game. And He takes an elbow right to the face, breaks
you
an elbow.
You ruin everything.
Ball.
And he's
concussion.
Had for at least the first two games of the series.
Yeah, trust me. A guy that's had one of those orbital bones, it's not great.
So if he does return, and we're not going to spend a lot of time on the Sixers. We'll get right to the NFL draft in a moment. If he does come back, you worry about his effectiveness?
No.
He's got the thumb and the face and the concussion.
See, yeah, that's the thing. So once he clears the concussion protocol, it just seems like one thing after another. Things are going good. They look good. All of a sudden, he's got the torn ligament in his thumb, and now, in a great closeout game, he ends up breaking his face. It's just not what you want, Dave. It's just not what you want.
It's not what you want. No, and I agree with that, but I'm just saying, like, I don't understand why. You're a very sympathetic figure.
I am.
Like, you look at others and sense that they're struggling. You look at others and recognize the pain that's happening for them. I look at life in general and think about me, especially with sports. I'm worried about me.
Yeah, and this is why people love and respect you. I mean, this is what makes this is like the yin and the yang. You
I
care about
the victim
you
because I am the victim.
Like, and I care about everybody.
What? Which makes maybe you a better person. But why do I care about the Philadelphia 76ers?
No, I don't care about the Sixers.
Because I don't like the Sixers. I will say this. Like, with RJ, for RJ's sake, I hope that things work out well for the Niners. because I don't really care about the Niners. I used to hate the Niners, but no longer. For your sake, not the Islanders, because I don't like the Islanders. But I hope that you know, things work out well with the other teams you root for.
Well, I appreciate that.
But if I don't like that team, and you don't, I know for a fact you don't like Philadelphia.
No, I could care. Listen, I could care less. I hope they lose. I'm just saying I feel bad for Andrew a little bit. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Period. Stop.
Okay. All right. I don't. For the record, I don't.
It's not fair.
Well, life's not fair. All right. I feel bad for me. I haven't seen my team have a winning record in 5 years.
Yeah. I mean, you're making all great points. Terrific points. Let's look at the bright side. You got Wandale Robinson. Solid.
No, I'm not going to let you, of all people, to be that guy. I'm not going to let you be that guy.
No, listen.
Honestly, you're better than that. Don't do that. You don't know. You never heard of Wandale Robinson until.
No, but I've heard of
him.
I can tell you who I've heard of. I've heard of John Mechie. I've heard of David Ajabo.
Okay.
So, I've heard of Trey McBride.
Is it fair to say that it's obvious?
Sky Moore.
The Joe Shane.
George Pickens.
I understand. George Pickens, who had some real issues, right, on and off the field.
Yeah.
Is it fair to say the Giants looked at Wandale Robinson and said, we'd like him better than these guys?
Well, I would hope so, yeah.
Okay.
That's why you would draft him.
So you don't give Shane and Dable the benefit of the doubt now?
No, I have to. I have no choice.
All right. So listen, in 3 years, we might have this conversation. God willing, we're still doing this show. We might have the conversation of how in the world did they take Wandale Robinson over any number of those guys. But now you're going to do that?
No, listen, I'm just busting chops is what I'm doing. Okay. It just seemed a little peculiar, the pick, is all I'm saying.
It did seem, I would agree, a little peculiar. I think they get the benefit of the doubt.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. Point where the GM had to address it. I mean, the GM actually made a point. Like, okay, I just drafted. I mean, how big is Wandale Robinson?
He's little. He's 5'9"?
He's 5'8".
Yeah.
He's 5'8". And then you take Flott, who's like 175 pounds, to the point where the GM's like, well, I took those two guys, so I figured I'd have to start drafting some big guys.
And you know what? Do you know how many new guys? This is amazing. The Giants, between free agency and draft, they've added on the offensive line.
Well, I mean, this is, I mean, just talk about draft here for a quick second. I mean, they drafted 11 players.
Yes. I thought they did great moving back a couple times.
Well, yeah, I mean, this is, again, they're in a different, and I thought that you had, was it Connor Rogers you had on Saturday?
Yes, he's good, right?
He's awesome.
I know.
But I thought
he didn't have if we didn't have this love affair with Mel, we could always dip over to Connor.
Oh, yeah, I mean, Mel's cost me all sorts of money.
Did you send the most recent?
No, today. First package goes out today.
So you have to do two shippings because of the size?
Yeah, well, I can't fit 24 cans in one cooler.
Oh, my goodness.
This is the problem.
But Mel came through.
Mel came through, but I'll tell you this. This is probably, I would say this shipment is probably when the wiretaps start for me. So if you find, like, if I'm calling you from payphones and stuff, it's probably because I feel like the house is being bugged.
You have a collect call from the whipped cream man.
DNR, we cream your pie. No, but I thought he said the best thing because of where the Jets are at now is between the moves they made in free agency, which, I mean, it's, you know, some veteran guys that do it. They have to take that step, but they need elite talent now, right? Like they need to, like, and that's exactly what they did. We don't need a bunch of, you know, we don't need picks in the fifth, sixth, and seventh. We need blue chip elite talent that's going to step in right away and have an impact.
Oh, I think the Jets did sensationally. I mean, and I mentioned to Connor on Saturday, I said, so you got what you consider to be the top corner, you got the top receiver, you got the top running back, you got the second best tight end, you got Jermaine Johnson at 26 when a lot of people thought he was going to go top 10. I mean, you did. If you're a Jets fan, here's the thing. If you're a Jets fan and you wake up this morning and you're listening to this show and you're not on cloud 9, then you want to be miserable. Then being unhappy about being a Jets fan is just a way of life for you.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And how about, I was actually reading some of the reports, too, that Joe Douglas was going to trade up back into the bottom of the first round if he had to get Breece Hall. Like, that's how much they wanted him.
Yeah. Well, he's the best running back on the board. So now you're set at running back. You're set at receiver. You're set at tight end. I mean, I was reading this yesterday, and this gave me a little pause. Sounds like George Fant is going to be your starting left tackle.
Yep.
That they don't want Becton to be a left tackle anymore. So that worries me a little bit. But I mean, they added a, you know, an all-pro guard in Tomlinson. So you're, if the offensive line is good, then you do realize that the Jets' offense will come down to one person because they've set everything else up.
Zach Wilson, that's what
it should be, and that's Zach Wilson.
And I want to talk about the Yankees, and I want to talk about the Mets, but, I mean, can we, for the love of God, and you know how much I love the Jets, can we please, could we keep Woody away from, like, the social media posts?
From Twitter.
And him talking to the draft picks and everything else. It's cringeworthy. It's just, I mean, I can't take it.
It's
like, they released the one video where they drafted, it was Max Mitchell, and it's like, they had the scout that, which I thought was really cool, that was
nice.
That was awesome. You could tell how nervous he was. And then the phone goes to Douglas, and then it's Sala, and then it's Woody. And Woody's like, can you hear that? Can you hear that, Max? And he's like, come on, guy. Like, you could see him on the video. Like, come on, let's hear the cheers. That's for you, Max. I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah, it's a little
awkward.
And he
does the thing with Sauce Gardner. It's like, come on, man, please.
It's a little awkward. Speaking of awkward, can we just go up and announce the picks? Do I need Ed Marinaro to
goodness.
Or did you see when, like, and I tried to explain this on Saturday, and I don't think I did a very good job. Like, a man was carrying another man within his, like, overcoat, and did you see that? Did you see that one?
I heard you talking about it on Saturday.
I didn't even know. Like, it's like a circus act. Now, did you see it or no? Did you not see it? I think it was where were they from? They were from somewhere. Wherever they were from, it was that.
That has to be one of the shows in Vegas.
I learned after they were TikTokers.
Oh, okay.
And I think they were from Indianapolis. So they go up, and you could tell that there's something awkward. There's a very large man, like very large, with an overcoat. And I was like, oh, no. Like, what is this going to be? And then, like, I guess, like, the bottom, like, the what are they, stilt, like, the stilt portion of that falls onto the ground, pretends he's now passed out, and then the guy that was inside the overcoat then, like, you know, I guess it's a whole skit, picks up the draft card, and he runs. It was like, what the hell is going, what is happening?
Yeah, it was, and then the whole, like, and then when they had, you know, Chris Angel, and he's doing the spinning around.
I mean, Ed Marinaro, I mean, and this guy was a big time actor at one point. What has happened with him? He was on Hill Street Blues.
Yeah, they had to say, hey, come on, just read what's on the card, right? Let's go.
Right? I mean, isn't that what you want? Do I need anybody to go up and start doing a magic show?
I would prefer not, but. I mean, it's Vegas, baby.
I get it, but my goodness. But overall, I mean, you got to be feeling. And the phone line's open, by the way. 1-800-919-3776. You got to feel like a cloud nine this morning, I would think, right?
Yeah, I feel great. I think they did a really good job. I think both GMs did a really good job. I think Joe Douglas had more of a sense of urgency, right? Like, I mean, I think he, at some point during the draft process, I think he actually said to Jermaine Johnson, we're going to come up and get you if we have to. And that's exactly what they did.
They tried to move up apparently to 15 to get him.
I think it's like somewhere around like pick 13 is when they started making phone calls to try to get up to get Jermaine Johnson. But that's, I mean, again, this is what happens though, because I mean, between the Sam Darnold trade and when Joe Douglas flees Seattle,
yes,
it's like all of a sudden now you have this, you have the extra first round pick, you have the extra second round pick, so you have the ammunition to, you know, to go up and do things that you want to do like that. Be aggressive.
No, I think it's great. I think they did phenomenally. And now you kind of have started to eliminate the excuses, right? Offensive line should be good. You've got terrific receivers now, and a lot of them. Tight end room, three guys, right?
Yeah, Ruckert, that was back, awesome, too. Did you see the video of Ruckert when he found out that he was getting drafted by?
Yeah, he's a Long Island kid.
Yeah, his dad was so fire. He was doing the JETS. I mean, it was awesome.
It is absolutely thrilling. And you look at the running backs. I mean, you like the kid you had last year. He was very good. When he went down, there was a big drop-off, and now you have a guy that should be equally as good, if not better than him. So you've done everything you can in your power to make it easier for Zach Wilson. So good on them.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, but you said it. I mean, not just for Zach Wilson, though. For Robert Saleh, too, is that, I mean, I know this is only year two, but there are some expectations that, you know, this team is much more competitive and that they start to win a little bit.
And that's exactly what you need. Look, are they going to go to the postseason? I find that almost an impossibility.
Depends on who you listen to. Because, I mean, I heard a couple different people. Our Jets are a playoff team now. I was like, oh, can we just relax, please? Can we relax?
I would say it's you could be three times, five times better than you were last year. I find it almost an impossibility of the Jets going to the postseason this year.
No, I heard a couple different times. Well, you know, with this extra wild card, with what the Jets have done in free agency in the draft, this will be a playoff team. I'm like, come on. They won four games, man. Can we just relax
four
a little
games,
bit?
And have you seen the AFC?
See, yeah, I don't. Listen, you don't have to tell me.
No. I'm not convincing you. It's just other people. That take is it's frustrating.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you hear about my monumental dilemma coming up on this weekend?
I did. You got Mother's Day and the anniversary.
All on Sunday.
Well, no, but see, this is the thing, though. You don't have to make it all on Sunday.
But that's when it is.
Well, that's fine. But you can celebrate the anniversary on Friday.
Celebrate the anniversary on Friday.
Why not go for a nice dinner on Friday night?
Celebrate the anniversary on Friday. Yeah.
Well, date night Friday.
Yeah, here's Alex has a lacrosse game.
What time?
6:30.
Ugh.
6:30 ends at 7:30. They're not home. I mean, I'll go too, but they're not home until 8.
And now, that's and too now late.
Shower and no. Now you no can't be done. Unless
Saturday? Is Saturday available?
Saturday, he has a tournament on Long Island. Ben has a game, and then the Rangers are playing at night.
Okay, all right. So I heard one party. So Saturday is when you need to celebrate Mother's Day with your mom. You got to see her on Saturday.
I don't know how that's possible.
Well, you're going to have to find a way. Maybe get out there early, take her to breakfast or something.
During my show on Saturday?
Oh, yeah, you got the show on Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah, unless you find a way to do this on Friday, you're going to end up someone's feelings.
How about this? How about I order in a beautiful dinner on Friday night so that when we get home from lacrosse, there's something gorgeous waiting and I set it up.
I like that. And have the gift. Yeah, have the gift and the dinner on cards, flowers, whatever you're going to do. Gift
That's
and dinner
Sunday.
On Friday. You know, so yeah. But at least acknowledge what I'm saying, though, is at least acknowledge the anniversary with the dinner and then something on Friday. And then you do the Mother's Day on Sunday.
Here's what I think I do. Have the dinner ready to go when we get home. Maybe like the second the game is over, I jut out of there. And she stays. She has to address the team, you know, clean everything up, whatever. I'm gone. Right? I get home, set everything up. She comes home right away. Beautiful dinner. Cards, gift provided at dinner, but told don't open these until Sunday. So that way she knows there's something on the way. But she's not allowed to open it until Sunday. Can I do that?
No.
No.
No, no. I think we give her the gifts. How about this? Because it's two separate holidays here. Just you're acknowledging the fact that you remembered the anniversary. The anniversary, I know, honey, it's on Sunday. I want to celebrate it today because we're also celebrating Monday. Sunday is Mother's Day. So I'm going to give you the dinner and the gifts tonight. Maybe I sprinkle in a whipped cream bikini for you later. but let's do that today. And then on Sunday, I come second wave. Kids, maybe I bring you some flowers too, because again, you're not my mom, you're the kid's mom. And then we acknowledge the Mother's Day on the Sunday.
So you really locked it in there on Sunday, didn't on Saturday morning when I was doing the show.
I locked it right in.
I stand by that though. She's not my mother.
She birthed your children though.
My kids are 11 and 15. Is it not more their responsibility for Sherry than it is my responsibility for her at this point?
I think it's everybody's responsibility. I think there's more responsibility now because they're older, but I mean, you also have to acknowledge the fact that, I mean, it's just, you know, hey, I appreciate everything you do as the mother of our children.
And I do. All right. So you didn't like that take where you're not my mom.
Yeah, I hated it.
Yeah. So then here's the thing then. When we get to June, that Sunday in June, and it's Father's Day, I should be celebrated by her the same way she's supposed to be celebrated by me on Mother's Day.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. I don't think to. I mean, not. I mean, you didn't carry any kids or anything, so maybe not to the same level. But yeah, there should be some acknowledgement that hey, you're a good dad, and I appreciate everything you do.
Okay. All right. But this is going to be because you do realize I'm not going to win.
No.
Right. I'll screw something up, and I'll be in the doghouse, and it will not go well. I don't know how, but I promise you that I will not be capable.
I mean, but there is a path to victory here, though. Like, I mean, we have a game plan in place if followed properly, because I do think there's some time at some point on Saturday, since you're going to be on Long Island.
I'm not going to be on Long Island.
Why aren't you going to Long Island?
Ben has a baseball game.
Oh, God.
In Westchester. So I'm going to stay and go to his game, which you understand. Someone's got to watch each kid. So I'm going to go to Ben's game. It's at 3 o'clock. So I'm going to go to that game. Sherry and Alex are out on Long Island early on Saturday morning all day.
Okay, let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
Does your mother feel comfortable driving from her house to Westchester?
She will not, but I will tell you this. She actually came for a visit yesterday.
Okay.
And we took her out for a nice dinner, a very nice dinner.
All right, so you're good. You're good then.
Yes. And as we were sitting there at the dinner, I said, I don't know if we're going to be able to see you on Mother's Day, so I'd like to, you know, clink the glasses and say happy Mother's Day, we love you, and all that spiel.
A muzzle, yeah, a little Mother's Day on, yeah, that's fine. I think that's good. Otherwise, I was going to say, like, if she would drive, then what you do is because you're, I mean, again, it's your mom. You say, hey, mom, listen, Sherry's going to be on Long Island, but it's going to be, you know, just me with Ben. Why don't you drive down? We'll have a little brunch, and then we'll go watch Ben play baseball.
That would be nice.
That would be, I mean, fantastic. She spent some time with you, with her grandson. I mean,
yeah,
that's nice.
That would be nice. That would be lovely. All right, let's get to some of the Joe Douglas, some of the NFL sound, as I like to call it. Joe Douglas, very happy. After the draft, we got three of our top eight players on the board.
What a great opportunity. A lot of credit goes to our coaching staff for all the hard work to make an opportunity like this come to fruition. So I feel fortunate that we were able to get three players that we feel can really help this team now moving forward. Three players that were in our top eight. So excited about that.
I can't believe they did that. I really can't. The one that, because I was, Gardner didn't surprise me. I thought they'd have a great chance at him, and they got him fine. But that was four. You should get, you know, almost...
Well, you had your choice. I mean, yeah, right. Once Stingley went three, you had your choice.
Right. You're going to go Aquino. You're going to go there. Wilson surprised me.
I told you they were taking Wilson. I told you they were taking Wilson.
I understand. I'm not surprised they took Wilson. I'm surprised Wilson was there. I didn't expect the Falcons to go with Drake London.
Yeah, I thought that was a little bit interesting, too. But, I mean, they decided they want to go wide receiver. I mean, that... Again, it's the Falcons. I mean, I can't imagine they're going to be very good anyway, but...
No, you wouldn't think so. And then to get, I mean, at 26, to get a guy that was considered top 10, and then to move up in the second round, and how about that, the Jets and Giants making a little trade?
Yeah, listen, I mean, you take the best deal, man. I mean, who cares? It's the Jets and the Giants. It's not like, I mean, it's AFC and NFC. Who cares?
No, I don't care. I mean, listen, if the Giants want to stockpile more picks, the Giants went up with 11 selections in this draft. That's a lot of picks because they need a lot of bodies.
They need a lot of bodies, yep.
I mean, the
cheap
Giants,
bodies, too. Cheap bodies, too, with where their salary cap was at.
Yeah, and some of the picks that I guess the experts seem to like. You know what I do love? I love the people that don't even know, but now they are draft experts.
Well, like, you'll see that now with the NHL coming up.
That everyone will break down. I mean, how could you possibly pick this team over this team? It's like, do you know anything about this? Right? Like, have you even watched hockey the entirety of the season?
No,
I saw people tweeting yesterday that the playoffs started with the Seattle and Winnipeg game yesterday.
The Kraken is a mythological sea monster.
Not realizing that was the last game of the regular season.
You got no Seattle and no Vegas. No Vegas, surprisingly, in the playoffs.
Yeah, no, they did not make it. We'll get into the Rangers. I have a feeling this will falter as we start with the postseason tomorrow night. Are we doing a show outing to the Garden at all?
Yeah, we got to get to a game. I think we have to get to a game, yeah.
Just Yarkin? That would be the ultimate goal.
Because you know I hate Pitt. Hate Pittsburgh.
You're rooting for the Rangers in this series?
Yep. I despise Pittsburgh.
I'd like you to say that. I'd like you to say
I am rooting for the Rangers to beat Pittsburgh in this series, yes. And I will be picking the Rangers to win the series.
Wow. What do you mean you will be? You just did it then.
I just did it.
Yes.
All right, quick little nugget, because that's who I am. I'm the Nugget guy.
Yeah,
I want to thank
guy.
I want to thank my producer Nugget, RJ Santillo. So, Scouts Inc., they've been evaluating prospects since 2004. Okay? The Jets are the first team in the history of Scouts Inc., so since 2004, to select three players with a grade of 92 or better. Scales to 100, so 92 or better. They got three of them. There were only 14 players in the draft this year, according to Scouts Inc., that had a 92 or better.
Wow.
And they got three of them.
Wow. Hey, let's run through who those guys are. Give me your list. Do they have it in order?
No, they don't have it in order. I'm not looking at the list.
Oh, you don't have the list.
I can get the list if you would like.
RJ is going to work to get the list. By the way, forget about the 5:30 break. We're not doing it. It's already late. We're going to take this right till 6 o'clock. Yes.
Yeah, I don't think there's any choice now. We've done it. I like it. I think we have to stick with it.
Yeah, I agree. Here's your head coach, Robert Saleh, saying our first rounders, and they need to, by the way, will help us a lot this season.
When you get three in the top eight, you're not expecting it. Like Joe said, you know, you were fortunate we're in a position to take our best available players as they come off ranked, and so Sauce was a very easy decision. Then getting to 10 with Garrett Wilson, it was a very easy decision, and when we got to 15 and it was like, well, our top guy is still there, and Joe working the phone and being able to get him, you get three impact players at three premium positions, you dream of it happening, but it was a really good day, really good opportunity for these guys to come in and help this team get better.
Here is Rich Cimini saying the Jets absolutely hit home runs in this draft.
I give it an A. I thought they got great value on all their picks, arguably three of the best players at their respective positions. And I thought they really crushed this draft, and they had to. This was a big draft for the Jets. They had been planning for this for a couple of years with trades and pushing assets into this particular draft. And I thought they did as well as could be expected.
Yeah, they did a great job. You know what? I haven't had one person on Friday, on Saturday, this morning, call up and complain about what the Jets did in this draft. Not one.
No, I haven't heard one. I was saying this to a buddy. Actually, my father-in-law asked me the other day. He's like, how did the Jets and the Giants do? I was like, this is the first time I can remember that we have gone multiple shows without one
Not
negative
one.
Call.
I mean, do you ever remember going a show ever where people don't complain?
No.
About anything?
No, not one time.
We will get, I bet you that, and the Yankees haven't lost, you know, in over a week. We will get somebody complaining about the Yankees today. Somebody. They're beating lousy teams, or this is not happening, or, you know, look at the averages. Guys are still not hitting the way I'd like. Like, someone will complain about the Yankees today. Not one person has had a complaint about the Jets or the Giants drafts.
No, I haven't heard one. And I've heard maybe a little nitpicking, like, oh, I would have rather, you know, this receiver as opposed to Garrett Wilson. But besides that, no.
I have the list, by the way, from Scouts Inc.
I do. I do, too.
I have it right in front of me. So here is the, what'd you say, 13 guys over 90?
There were
14 guys over 90. So Aiden Hutchinson.
92. 92 or better. 14 guys, 92 or
92
better.
92 or better. Jets got three. Now, mind you, Giants got two of them.
Yeah.
So we got five of those guys. Aiden Hutchinson, 94. Trayvon Walker gets a 93. Ikem Ukunua, also 93. The Giants' new right tackle, 93. Sauce Gardner, the Jets' new corner, 93. Garrett Wilson, the Jets' new receiver, 93. Kayvon Thibodeau, the Giants' new edge rusher, 93. Derek Stingley, 92. And, of course, he went before Gardner. Kyle Hamilton. By the way, how great. The Ravens are unbelievable.
Yep.
What a draft they had.
Baltimore's phenomenal. Yeah.
Let me ask you this question. And RJ and Raymond, you can play as well if you'd like. Who's the best run team in the NFL?
The best run team, team with the addition of Lamar Jackson in the mix, I would say probably Baltimore right there at the top of the list.
Yeah. Don't you feel like Baltimore's right there, aren't they?
Especially since Jackson got there, yeah.
Yeah. This is why they're a team that's always good.
This is why when they have a down year like last year, they still wind up 500.
Well, it was just the injuries last year. I mean, they got destroyed by injuries.
Right. But, I mean, listen, they moved on from Wink Martindale. Even a year like that, they look at as a disappointing season.
Yeah, but they're well-run. They got a really good coach. I mean, there's stability. They have an identity.
Yeah, they sure do. And they're well-coached, you're right. He's been there for a long time now. They had a great GM who handed it over to another excellent GM. Like, that is as stable and well-run a franchise, I think, as we have in football right now.
I would agree with that. Actually, you know, I actually like what the Eagles did, too. I thought the Eagles had a good draft.
I do as well. You probably feel very happy for Gunling, right?
I feel more like I'm happy that he's probably happy, but I don't know. Something about Andrew. Like, he always, like, it kind of has, like, he gives off this sad kind of puppy dog vibe.
Go, Bird. So
when bad things happen, I feel bad.
Why are you so happy that good things are, you can't wait to give me a hard time. But with Gunling, you want to make sure that he's happy?
You love you, Shady. Go, Bird. Stay healthy.
No,
don't get hurt ever.
With Gunling, I'm supposed to be your ride or die.
No, you are my ride or die. But I mean, I do like that. You know, people around the station like us. And since he doesn't, I mean, you laughed in his face when Wentz blew out his ACL. I'm trying to kind of be, you know.
So because of the way
guy.
I acted, you feel like as my significant other, you need to now make reparations with Gunling. Is that what
you're
saying?
What's up, Shady?
It's kind of like when Cassie and I go out and I've had one too many drinks, she's the one that has to pick up the pieces. And they apologize to everybody before we leave. Sorry about that.
So I'm gone. I'm home. And you're still at the party. Like, Andrew, I'm sorry he did that. I apologize.
Did you
see that happen, by the way?
See what happened? Yes, I was standing next to you.
You were next to me.
Oh, yeah.
We were doing the show together. We were, because I remember not wanting to come in and do the show when the Eagles won the Super Bowl weeks later. So when that was happening, did you think it was great or you thought it was cringeworthy?
I thought it was Andrew may punch you in the face is what I thought.
I actually hate that you have done this.
Like, I've never seen you happier or more giddy in a moment. And Andrew was just, the look on Andrew's face, I'll never forget it.
And RJ was
myself,
there too.
I could put myself right in the office.
RJ said he was almost convinced that we were going to fight.
Yeah.
Right, RJ? Like, it was that level.
Oh, yeah, and I wasn't going to try and break it up. I was going to flee the scene.
You would have just
I
run?
Will fight you after this show.
Yeah, I would have.
I would have been like a Van Gundy situation. RJ just, like, grabbed onto Andrew's leg.
Don't do it, Andrew. Don't do it.
Don't scream at me on the show.
Don't defend him!
No, I would have had to scale one of the cubicle walls and get out of there.
You know what that would be? I'm not going to say it. I'm better than that. I had a great line, but I'm not going to use it.
No, come on. Don't hold back.
Nope. Not doing it. Let me continue with the scout list. 92 or better. Charles Cross, 92. Drake London, 92. Jordan Davis, who went to the Eagles, 92.
He's a beast, by the way.
Jameson Williams. I thought the Lions had a very good draft as well. A very good draft.
I thought the Lions did well.
Very well.
I thought Kansas City did well.
Roar! Very well. Very well.
Yeah, I mean, how happy were they, though?
And then the last one on this list is your new defensive end, Jermaine Johnson.
Yeah, buddy.
So, again, I thought a phenomenal job on
that. I told you on Friday, too. I told you that Green Bay was going to be active getting up to get that wide receiver.
They got the kid from, what, North Dakota State?
Yeah, Watson.
So I'm sure Aaron Rodgers must be pleased about that.
Well, yeah, if he uses them. I mean, the most receptions by a rookie with Aaron Rodgers is like what, like 38 or something like that?
Yeah, but now he doesn't have Devontae Adams. Now you figure he's gonna have to use that guy. No?
I guess, but I mean, still, it would be. I mean, when you're trying to win a Super Bowl, like the next, like you want to win a Super Bowl this year, losing Devontae Adams is humongous.
You know what's unbelievable? We have two people on the line right now, both from literally the other side of the world. Two people from Israel are on hold right now at the moment.
See, we started with one. So now we're catching on.
We are. I think we're huge in Tel Aviv.
Listen, I'm starting to feel that way.
Yeah. I think like the Masada, I think we are big. You can't walk down the streets of Jerusalem without people talking, kibitzing about, boy, that DiPietro and Rothenberg, that is something.
Now, they have lunch with us.
Now, would you eat this, please?
Exactly. which is funny because it's the opposite with my grandmother. Would be like, hey, you look, like my mother will walk in. She'd be like, oh, Cheryl, you look fat.
See, but I get the worst of both worlds. I'll get from my mom, like, you know, you look heavy. Would you like an extra serving of pasta? It's like, no, mom, I walk through the door and you say I look heavy, and now we're eating dinner and you're like trying to give me everything that you have. Like what gives here?
She wants you to be happy.
I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure about that. I think she loves me. I'm not sure that my happiness is ultimately what she's looking for. Let's go to Israel and bring in Ari in Israel. Ari, good morning. You're on 98.7 ESPN. Ari! It's
huge in Jerusalem, by the way. Huge.
Is that true? Like, could you walk into any establishment in Jerusalem and it's like, oh, like it's blaring over the radio? Like,
Dave, there's nothing else on, whether it's, you know, it's 12 to 3 here because of the time difference. But even when it's not on, they're playing reruns off the podcast. There is nothing else in Jerusalem, let me tell you.
Love it. Ari, you've already curried favor with the show. What do you got this morning?
All right. So you said there was no one who called to complain about the Jets draft. Well, hi. I'm here. They got three great players. They filled three big holes. I love Sauce Gardner, but he's not going to protect Zach Wilson. And Ekwonu was on the board there. I don't trust Mekhi Becton at all. And I think the offensive line at this point is so much more important than the secondary. And I just think they should have gone Ekwonu.
Have you seen their defense? Have you seen the Jets defense? Did you see what they looked like against the pass last year?
Oh, absolutely. The Jets defense is terrible, but the Jets are not making the playoffs next year. They're building up Zach Wilson. So I don't care if their defense sucks next year. Just make sure Zach Wilson has time to throw the ball, make sure he's got weapons, and make sure he doesn't get injured. That's priority number one. After that, do whatever you want.
But it's not like I don't look at the Jets offensive line and say that's awful.
No, it was actually better last year than a lot of people thought it would be.
It was better last year, and this is with no Becton for the most part. So you're going to have Becton back.
And you added Tomlinson.
Yeah, you added Tomlinson. You still have Fant. I would say why did you not re-sign Moses? And that's appropriate with all the calls from Israel. Why did you not re-sign Moses if you were going to not draft someone? But I think the Jets offensive line should be fine.
Listen, I mean, there are a lot of people. We have Max on to do crosstalk. I mean, he was, he loved him some Linderbaum. Like, he might be, listen, with the kind of fraud fan he is, he may actually show up to KJM this morning with a Baltimore Ravens jersey on.
Nothing would surprise me.
But, I mean, you end up going in the fourth round, you go with Max Mitchell. He's a swing tackle. This is going to be on Mekhi Becton now. And you heard Robert Saleh. Like, he can't criticize him for not being there. But, like, clearly they want him in the building.
Well, I think that's very understandable. I don't think that's an unreasonable request. We would like you in the building.
Well, no, listen, if we could trust you and you were actually in shape, then, yeah, listen, I mean, that's fine. We're lifting weights right now and having a meeting. So you not being here, that's fine. But because we don't trust you, because you ballooned up to over 400 pounds, like, yeah, we'd like to have you in the building. You're coming off an injury. It would be nice.
Sure would be. Let's go to Yov in Israel. I got it right this time, right?
Yes, you got it right, Dave. And I'm a little bit upset because I thought I'm the only guy from Israel listening to this show, and I'm going to bring this show to Israel, and everybody going to know Dave and Rick because of Yov. And now there's some Ari living in Jerusalem, and he listens to I got to be honest. I'm a little bit upset.
No, no. Listen, Yov, you don't want us as your own. You want to spread the enjoyment throughout Israel that everyone can enjoy the show.
No, but I think I the only one here in Israel understand what's good for him. Listening for Dave and Rick every day from 12 to 3. Now I realize there's another guy listening to you.
Don't be
you
selfish.
Understand my point here, Dave.
Yeah, but if you really love us, you're gonna want it. Yeah, let us fly. Let us out of the game. Let us go so everyone can enjoy.
I'm going to merchandise you all over my country. Everybody going in Israel going to listen for Dave and Rick, and I'm going to do it, but I want to do it. It's on my own, you know what I mean? But
I like
never
that.
Mind, let's get to my giant point. I called last Friday and I told you that I think the Giants are going to be middle of the road teams. I think that if Daniel Jones is going to be a good quarterback, we are going to be a good team because we got a good defense. We got a very good up four. We got a solid backfield. And we got a pretty good offensive line. We got a pretty good weapons. And we got a great coach.
Well, you know, I mean, you don't know that. The guy's never coached a game in the NFL as a head coach.
No, but you on the paper.
He's had good success. Listen, he had really good success with Josh Allen. So if Daniel Jones, is going to be,
how many chances are you going to give Daniel Jones? I mean,
this is it.
This is a good offensive line, Dave. I'm not going to argue with Ryan O'Neal, or Taylor O'Neal, whatever his name we picked, is a good right tackle. I do make a lot of progress last year. This is a very good offensive lineman.
I love you, but I'm bothered by some of the things you're saying. Okay, to sit here and tell me that you have a very good head coach. I'm not saying, Rick, he can't be good, but you don't have the answer that he's a good head coach. You don't know that.
We have no idea. No, we have
no idea. Sit here and say the Giants have a very good offensive line. I mentioned it earlier. Do you know how many guys they have right now that are new on the offensive line between free agency and the draft? 9.
Yeah, that's a lot.
9 new guys. That doesn't.
Well, at least they got them now. At least they have them now.
No, and I think that there's potential, and like you know, I said you said you listened to the interview with Connor Rogers on Saturday. He said he thinks the Giants' offensive line is going to be pretty good, and that it'll be enough to determine what Daniel Jones is. But to sit here and tell me these things are definitive, you don't know either of these things. And I'm very optimistic, and I think they did a wonderful job in the draft. And I think let's listen to this front four. You got Thibodeau and Ojulari as your guys that are trying to get to the quarterback, and you got Leonard Williams and Dexter Lawrence as the guys to stuff the run in the middle. That's a good front four.
That is a good front four.
You got Blake Martinez is back. All right, I'm assuming Bradbury won't be with the team, but you got a full year of McKinney. You love him, right? So I look at this, and I think there is reason for optimism. And I don't think 7 or 8 wins is a crazy notion. But can we wait until they start to produce a little bit before we're celebrating the Giants?
Yeah, listen, I mean, it's a little much to start putting guarantees on things. But, I mean, this is, and again, I mean, you can sit here and on paper, everyone, you know, can look at their draft and feel good about, you know, whatever they choose to feel good about. But, again, we don't know how that's going to translate to the field. You don't. Like, you know, right now it's good to be happy. As a Jets fan, I am ecstatic.
And you should be. And as a Giants fan, you should be pleased as well. But before you start saying this team is going to do this and how the offensive line is now going to be really, I mean, he goes from the offensive line being horrendous to now it's really good.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I get why there's definitely, you know, reasons for optimism. I mean, you got your bookend tackles now that you feel good about.
Yes, which apparently bothered the K show. Did you hear that?
No, why?
I guess, RJ, you can confirm this. You made a promo about us saying that, you know, the Giants now should have their bookend tackles for a decade.
Yes, that's right.
And I guess they heard it, and they were like, I mean, how could they possibly say that? Nobody knows what Evan Neal is going to be.
That also happened, yes.
So,
no, but they do?
Well, I guess Peter's point is, how in the world can we get so excited having no idea? You draft the guy 7th.
Well, don't let Peter's opinion bother you. I mean, he's sour that the Commanders are falling over themselves to get Carson Wentz.
Kayvon Thibodeau.
That's the guy. That guy right there is whose football opinion is going to bother you right now.
It bothers me that
it's why you drafted this. This is why you drafted Evan Neal with the 7th overall pick.
Like, if you don't have your bookend tackles for the next decade, because Andrew Thomas is good, right? You got to figure he's going to be here for a long time.
Yeah, barring injury, this is why, yeah, this is why. I mean, this is, you drafted Evan Neal to plug in right away on the right side of your line and then not worry about it.
That's right. That, like now let's move on. There are other things that you have to be concerned about. Let's take a listen to, I like how you defended me. That felt nice, by the way.
I'll defend you to the death. You're my ride or die.
Nice. Joe Shane, thrilled with the way the first round played out for the New York Football Giants.
We had seven or eight cards, and we just kept switching them back and forth based on different scenarios, and this was a scenario we went over. And if there were two tackles on the board and the pass rusher, we were going to go pass rusher knowing we could get a tackle at seven. So, you know, we were ecstatic when that scenario came up.
Listen, you don't know what's going to happen. In hearing him speak, in listening to the people discuss the potential of this kid, if he's very good, which I think very well may happen, Thibodeau is going to own New York City.
Yeah, and he's being mentored by one of the best. I mean, talk about a guy who's you know, parlayed his NFL career into, I mean, a career. Yeah, I know he won a Super Bowl with the Giants, and he's a Hall of Famer, but, I mean, what he's doing with the media right now? Strahan?
He's what we always thought Tiki Barber was going to turn
into. Well, he kind of, yeah. I mean, he stepped in for Tiki when that whole thing went sideways. But, yeah, I mean, he's made himself, I mean, quite a career outside of football.
He's a megastar.
Well, you got, I mean, that would be every athlete's dream that wants to continue to do stuff after they play. Again, it's not just sport. I mean, he's crossed over from sports. He's a megastar. You're right, making a ton of dough.
But they love Thibodeau. They absolutely love.
Well,
him.
But that's what I was just gonna say to you. Like again, I mean, this is Joe Shane's first draft, and you know this will be Brian Daboll's first year as the head coach. But the way that Joe Shane manipulated this draft, manipulated the media.
I love it.
I do too. It's a breath of fresh air compared to what Gettleman. I mean, it's just how transparent Gettleman.
Well, how many times did you know, like, if this guy's not there, they're gonna wind up taking Eli Apple? It's like why does everyone need to know this? But they put out misinformation. Like Todd McShay was
pissed.
Was angry.
Yeah.
So they told you that they talked to Thibodeau. It was an awful conversation and led you to believe they were not going to draft him. Even beat reporters thought that they didn't like him. And then they had this whole song and dance where we love Charles Cross. Like we love him. Apparently that was not true, Rick.
They fooled me. I mean, I had Evan Neal, and then when we had Jordan on, you went Neal, and I'm like, you know what? I keep it. And Renan's like, I don't feel great about Neal. I think it's Neal, but you know, I've heard they really like Cross too.
And that they didn't want Ekwonu at all, and apparently they loved Ekwonu also.
Yeah, but that's what you're supposed to do, though, Dave.
I know, but it hasn't been like that.
No, I know. So, I mean, again, if you're a Giants fan, that's another reason to be excited.
Oh, speaking of the draft, Raymond, did you receive your gift basket as of yet?
I've not received it as of yet. Okay. Not yet.
We'll keep an eye on
that. Raymond, let me ask you a question, though, because I was actually looking at, Cassie and I were looking at gift baskets. They're beautiful gift baskets, gorgeous gift baskets. I'm going to give you the option, because I know you're back at the gym. I don't want to get you, like, candy and stuff. Do you want a gift basket, or would you rather just the cash that I would spend on the gift basket?
No.
Oh, wow.
No.
See, that's an excellent question.
No.
Well,
no,
it's a better offer.
That wasn't the deal. The deal was you send him a gift basket.
Well, what if it's a cash basket?
Why don't you send the basket with cash?
With cash.
You know what? It qualifies as a gift basket.
I would respect that. Buy a basket, wrap it up in cellophane, put cash in the basket, and now that's a gift basket.
Rick brings up a very good point. Listen, I just went through a very long season of Knicks basketball, Rangers hockey, and I did not eat well in these last 6 months. I need to get back. Rick brings up a very good point.
So you're going to choose the cash?
He's going to want the cash.
I might. I just might. We'll
discuss. I appreciate that, though.
We'll discuss.
But see, I appreciate that because that's what I wish people would do with me, like my mother. I want to get you something. I don't want anything. I want to get you something. No, just either nothing, or if you want to give me, like, nothing, just don't pick me out a gift I'm not going to use. Like, for example, when she gives me, she buys me a thing to hold your sunglasses, like when you take them off, they hang around your neck.
I love that.
No, I have never worn one of those in my life with my initials on it, so I can't even re-gift it.
Well, gift it to someone who has the RD initials.
She put my middle initial in it, too.
Oh, come on.
Yes.
Nobody even uses the middle initial.
Yeah, what are we doing?
But I get that. See, my mother does give you the cash, but then directs you how to use it. What do you want for your birthday? It's like, Mom, I don't really need anything. All right, how about if I give you a check? That would be lovely. Thank you very much. Then she'll give it to you. I don't want you to spend this on bills. I want you to spend this on something for you.
Well, I understand that. I get that.
It's not like we separate money and, okay, this $1,000 goes to fun and this $1,000 goes to bills. It all goes into a big pot and then we spend it as we see fit.
Maybe you decide to go have a fun account. You and Sherry open up a separate little fun account.
Yeah. The fun account is the kids. That's the fun account.
I know. That's where all the money goes.
That's where all the money goes. All right. 1-800-919-3776. Now, this is thrilling. And I actually used the app last night because I saw that that Pat O'Keefe finished his show from 6 to 9. And I thought to myself, I wonder who's coming up after Pat. And then I was like, oh, you know what? Rather than jumping through hoops and trying to use the app, we have the new app. So I'm just going to press a button. The app comes on. Who is it? Larry Hardesty here, taking you from 9 to midnight. I was like, look at that. It's so wonderful. You can take us anywhere, everywhere on the all-new ESPN New York app. Get all your favorite 98.7 radio shows and play-by-play streaming live. Catch up on what you might have missed with podcasts from our show, The Michael K. Show, and so much more. It's the all-new ESPN New York app, available right now in the App Store and Google Play as well.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.